When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
A crossover is...
Crossover dribble.
Sing for the crossover.
Kyrie Irving. Crossover in the lane.
One of the most famous crossovers of all time.
Behind the back, an ankle breaker on Chris Paul.
Crossover.
Crossover.
Double crossover.
The crossover continues to evolve.
Time for the crossover, powered by EverLevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com.
Wait, that's not Nick's crossover open. That's Josh's
Josh
crossover.
Josh always hits the wrong one.
But yet
one.
Nick is right there.
Hello.
Why does Josh like the other one so much?
I don't know.
I like the second one better. I like the... Since I am a part of many crossovers.
Yeah. I think Jimmy should
I like the afternoon
own.
One better.
Who made the one we just played?
No idea.
Is that the one you inherited?
No, I think... Shame.
So that would have been, that's probably, that Shame might even George. Go back to,
Sasha?
What's his name? Corey.
Corey.
Oh. I think that's Corey.
They both existed prior to me being here. That's for
yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Our crossover open was made by, I don't remember who.
Stibbs?
Might have been Stibbs.
He's probably dead.
Stibbs. He's dead now. He's dead to us all. Hey,
Matt
everyone,
Foster's
welcome,
here.
Matt Foster.
Hi, Matt.
Hi,
Matt.
Hi, guys.
What's going
Sorry,
on?
We're just, we, this is how our crossovers start. We just...
It's,
you know,
it's pretty stream of consciousness, yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of happens, you know.
Conscience. Yeah, anyway, it just conscious. Happens. Stream of conscience.
Stream of conscience. You want some more stream of conscience?
Yeah.
I hate to do this to you, but I'm taking away the Orioles because they're winning. They're 7-1.
Yeah, I was watching the Rockies and Marlins earlier, and it was actually a good game, and then I just got really bored.
You were voluntarily watching those two teams?
I was. It started at 11 o'clock. There's only
Nick's
so much
catching strays.
There's only so much live baseball you
I
get.
Mean,
I was voluntarily listening to that game.
We get the Detroit Tigers basically every day, and so when a different team plays,
it might be.
Are we not in Iowa anymore, John?
It could be. And then we gotta wait for the baseball. It gave me the link.
Spinning baseball of death.
It is.
We're back, folks.
We're no longer
in
Iowa.
We're no longer in Iowa. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Thank you, Lord and baby Jesus.
That guy's safe, by the way. Safe.
Jesus?
I don't know. If that was Pete Alonso, he'd be.
Jesus, out. Yeah. Pete Alonso.
He was out last night. That was a good call. Very good call.
John, you are a very conflicted person today.
No,
because instant replay and blocking the plate are both the dumbest rules of all time.
Bring on the robo-umps.
I'm not a
it's
big
time.
Fan.
It's time.
Well, robo-ump wouldn't have handled that.
I want the robo-ump to still have a 80 to 95% accuracy rate just to keep the vibe of normal baseball.
Well, but then how does that deal with the 60 to 65%
no
rate of
robo.
Angel Hernandez?
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, you got to be, do we have to have like 9/10 of all umpires are the good robot umps?
Oh,
but then you have the Angel Hernandez ump, robo ump.
That'd be pretty funny
that
if they did
funny.
It that way.
If there was just one.
Who'd be like that droid in the first Star Wars that blows up?
I would argue that there's no point to having robo umps at that point, but yes, that is pretty funny.
Wasn't that part of the fun of baseball though? Is
yes,
and all sports is that. You know, we all know who the bad referees are.
Yes.
Evan Burroughs.
You have to prepare for it. Evan Burroughs, he sucks, according to some.
I used to get triggered when Jerry Markbright was doing games back in the day because he always did Frisco games, and he always seemed to make calls that benefited them. Evan Burroughs, you suck!
Thank you, Nick. He does.
TV Teddy.
TV Teddy.
Yeah.
Oh, he's gone.
See,
now.
if we turn everything over to the robots, then we're not going to have anyone to yell at.
Jeff Anderson,
which is why I think
Jeff
they
Anderson.
Should have a margin of error just for fun.
People will still find ways to yell at robots.
They will.
Oh, the robots! The
for
robots
sure.
don't get it right every single time because the robots depend on the camera.
That's why you can challenge.
Yes. The robots depend on the camera, which is it's an inexact science. The several cameras.
Correct.
And so it's not 100% right
and
every
don't
time.
They
there
take,
are glitches in robots.
Don't they take the strike zone from what was, they put everyone, they get everyone's batting stances prior to the season.
Correct.
So if someone changes, or, you know, back in the day, some guys, if they were really trying to shrink the strike zone, they'd crouch down even further.
Not if you're Craig Counsell.
He would go straight up. He would elongate himself.
He would stand taller, very tall. But yeah, so
I actually
right.
like
not
what
an, it's not an exact science.
Matt, you know about this, but the challenge system on the weekends at, you know, the minor league baseball parks across America, and especially in AAA,
including Verna Park.
I really like that.
It's quick.
It is quick, and it's kind of interactive a little bit as well.
Right.
Where, you know, an umpire will call a ball. The hitter will, or the catcher will say, no, taps on his head, it's a strike. All of a sudden, it's up on the board.
Right.
And it's almost like the tennis ones where the ball comes in, like, it goes, whee! And then you could say whether it's a ball or a strike. It's kind of fun.
That technology is awesome.
I think that's a great in-between of what we have right now in, you know, before we get to the robot.
Well, I have a feeling that I wouldn't be surprised if that's what comes. I mean, because that's why they're doing it. I know that they're.
I don't think we're going full robots, though.
No, I think we're going. I think we're. You know, the reason why they're testing it in the minors is because. Oh, good.
Well, they're also testing full robot in the minors as well.
Right, they're testing both, but I think they're going to end up going with half
robot.
Going to
block the plate. No play at the plate.
The Rockies put Justin Lawrence out to close, so game's pretty much over now.
Well, no one cares right now. Francisco Lindor is hitting .190. Just doubled in two runs, and now the Cubs lead is down to one.
This game's exciting, John.
So is this one now, unfortunately.
It's the bottom of the 10th, and they're tied.
LGM.
Because Keegan Thompson can't get an out.
Glad to see the Mets aren't wearing their disaster jerseys today. That's nice.
I am, too. Not a fan. Yes. You know, I think, and if that was the reason alone why instant replay upheld the out call, I think that was a good reason.
I don't understand at all how they could have viewed that upon further review and said, yes, everything that happened was correct. And
what did you have the problem with?
Well, first of all, I hate the block of the plate rule.
I do too. Terrible. So let's just keep that off the table.
But if you're going to have it, enforce it properly.
Correct. It was what was on the plate, right? I mean, it's blocking
before
the plate.
He even got the ball.
Yeah. I mean, that's in the rule book. That's blocking the plate.
Now, I don't know how Alonso didn't actually touch home.
It apparently like popped up.
It looked to me. See, that's the part of the call I thought they definitely got right because. And I saw
it was
a replay.
Like a bang, bang.
I saw a replay, a different replay that was not being shown on the Cubs broadcast, I don't think, where it definitely looked like, you know, you see the hand above the plate. See, to me, and this is what frustrates me about replay, is it's supposed to be conclusive evidence.
Yeah.
And I got why it took so long last night because they were both adjudicating blocking the plate and the out safe call.
Incorrectly.
But to me, if it was not clear, yes, it was clear that his hand would have touched before the tag if it had actually touched because he had slid his hand in there, but the hand came
up. I agree. The tag part was not clear. The actual play.
So I was fine with that.
Was not clear. But what they got wrong was the block and the plate thing. They blew it. It's a stupid rule.
Great way to start the month of May.
Yeah.
It was because the Cubs won, and that's all that matters. I was fine with it.
Very conflicted.
I'm not a huge fan of the blocking the plate rule because there's so many elements to it, right? And when you're a catcher, especially in a situation like that, it's a bang-bang situation.
So many, way too many things to think
where,
about.
Yeah, all of a sudden you're like, oh, can I be here? Can I not be here? Can I do this? Can I not do this? And it's all happening that quick because it's not like the catcher has 15 seconds to figure out, oh, where am I supposed to be? It's snap.
I would actually
like that.
Think that it would lead to more collisions and more injuries if the catcher has to come off the plate to catch the baseball and then slide his body back in front of the player who's trying to score in front of him. I would think that would lead to more injuries. Mm-hmm. But Major League Baseball is what Major League Baseball is. Very stupid. Its commissioner is an idiot, and he hates baseball. And that's why he does stupid things.
And that's why Angel Hernandez is still calling games.
Still has a job.
That's true. Still has a job.
That one is mostly because he always threatens to sue baseball for being racist if they fire him, which is a different thing entirely.
Well, yeah.
But he's going to keep having a job. It's almost like he knows. He's daring them to fire him.
Yes. Because
a lawsuit's
coming.
Because they can't fire him. and he's just going to keep being the worst umpire he possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, he's going to make a call so egregious that they just can't do it
anymore. You mean it hasn't happened yet?
I mean, there has been bad upon bad from him, but there's just going to be one that's...
Well, that's why they won't give him the highest leverage games, you know? They won't put him on World Series.
No, yeah.
You know?
Nor should they. Because he would and of course making it about himself.
And, of course, he's also, you know, complaining about that, saying, well, you're not putting me on here because you're racist.
Where's Angel Hernandez at tonight? What series is he doing?
I don't know.
I wonder. Let's watch, see how many calls he gets wrong. I always like to see the umpire scorecards afterwards and see how those are going.
Is there a way to tell where the umps are going to be?
Probably not until the lineups are out for all the lineups for the day.
Angel Hernandez has not umpired a World Series since 2005.
Mm.
And which World Series was that?
That would have been the White Sox.
That was
Astros.
The White Sox. See? A crappy team won, and he was there.
Exactly.
Coincidence? I think not.
Exactly.
Is it just because it's a different side? Chicago? Is that why I said crappy team won?
Well, yeah, it's the White Sox. I mean,
nobody likes them. Nobody cares about them.
The last LCS he did was 2016.
That would have been, AL or NL?
That's a good question. I don't have that. It just says seven league championship series. I don't remember him being in the Cubs-Dodgers series, but maybe he was.
Who did the Indians play in the ALCS that year?
Blue Jays, right? Yeah, they beat the Blue Jays.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Yes.
He did do a division series in 2021.
Oh.
But he hasn't been in the postseason since 2021.
That's probably
for the best.
And he hasn't been in a league championship series in 8 years.
He hasn't been in a World Series in
20 years. Gee, I wonder why.
If your report card's a bunch of C's and D's, you're not going to make the honor roll.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. He did do the 2017 All-Star game.
Oh, I remember that being a horribly umped game.
See, that's where they need him. They need to put him on every All-Star game because then at least there would be something else interesting to talk about.
That's true. Mm. That's true.
And then they could do the thing, you know how they've now gone to miking up players in the field and talking to them in the game? They did it with Freddie Freeman a couple years ago, and I can't remember who they did it with last year. They could mic up Angel and talk to him during the game.
That'd be good. You basically do an Impractical Jokers with him.
Yes.
And you're like, Angel, I dare you to call this a strike.
Oh, but he's such a nice guy, remember? He literally pulled the batter off of a guy's back. Tell the batter to
go bleep himself.
He clearly swung.
See what happens.
I mean, obviously, it would have to be he was a base umpire, not a home plate umpire, but...
That would be funny.
You could have fun with it.
Okay, that would actually be funny. We should do that. Impractical Jokers with an umpire.
Baseball edition.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, John's triggered now that the Mets have tied.
Yeah, so I get it now. Now I know why the TV is back.
Frickin'. I didn't know the Cubs had Richard Lovelady. Nice. A bunch of Royals castoffs on that roster, John.
I thought
that's
the White
why,
Sox
and that's
were the
why
Royals
he sucks.
They're also Royals castoffs. Yeah.
And that's why he sucks.
Exactly. Yeah.
Take all your scraps.
Yep. Thank you for Nelson Velasquez for Jose Cuas. That was a great deal. I liked that one.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of Jose Cuas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we have an exciting game to watch now, thanks to our bullpen.
Very exciting. All of a sudden.
Our very crappy bullpen.
Now, it could get unexciting.
Turn it on at just the right time.
Yeah, it did.
It could get unexciting if you give up more runs. So you have that to look forward to, potentially.
Which is not nice.
Foster, you're a soccer guy, right?
I am.
So Josh told me today that Welcome to Wrexham Season 3 comes out tonight.
Does it?
Are we excited?
I have never actually watched it.
Oh, you got to watch it. It's a great show. I don't care for soccer that much, but it is legitimately great television.
Yeah.
Great television.
It sounds like it's more of a reality Ted Lasso.
Absolutely. It's an emotional story. Like, that's definitely why. It's not really about the soccer.
Yeah.
But there is soccer.
It took me forever to watch Ted Lasso because I didn't have an Apple Plus account.
Yeah.
And everyone was always telling me, like, you got to watch the show. You got to watch it. I'm like, I want to.
What did you think afterwards?
Oh, it was fantastic.
Okay, good.
And I actually, you know, knew a bunch of the teams. But for people who aren't, you know, soccer fans, it was still a great show because they didn't really go into the, nuances of the leagues and stuff like that.
Yeah, the Welcome to Wrexham show does a pretty good job of, like, teaching you about the – you know, the soccer, the pyramid or whatever.
Yeah.
Soccer pyramid.
But I would imagine more of, like, behind the scenes, like, players live, stuff like that.
Definitely. a lot of good like mini documentaries inside of the documentary.
A little different than Hard Knocks.
Yeah, that's kind of the idea, I think. But that's basically what that's
probably a little more lighthearted.
Yeah, it's good though. Love the show. Love the show.
Marlins just walked off in the bottom of the 10th.
Nick, don't cry. There's no reason to cry. It's
don't,
just one,
you don't want to get swept by the Marlins.
It's just that's, one baseball
that's a
game,
team
Nick.
You don't want to get swept by.
It's true. But you don't want to get swept by the Rockies.
They're both terrible.
Right, but I was hoping the Rockies were the not most terrible. But now they are clearly the most terrible. So, I think they're worse than the White Sox.
No reason to cry, Nick.
So does that mean the Rockies are now... That means they're now 7-24.
Yeah. Yep.
And they've still trailed in every game.
They have.
That's 31 but for 31.
Think about it this way. That means they've had 7 amazing comebacks.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Gonna need some more.
Now, Nick, the good news is the White Sox are now 6-25. So by percentage... By percentage, the White Sox are still the worst.
Now, who will finish with the worst record of those three?
See, if it's the Rockies, then I get $12.
It's got to be Chicago. Oh. That's the worst team in baseball by far. By far.
They look it. They definitely. Now, let's see. Run differential right now. Minus 84 for the White Sox. Minus 60 for the Marlins, not counting this game. So, what was the final? It was what? By
6-5?
One?
6-5?
Yeah. Or just now?
Yeah.
5-4.
So they're minus 59. Oops. The Rockies are now minus 75. So yeah, the White Sox are still the worst. Don't worry, Nick. Unless something dramatically changes, we're not going to change our weekly updates.
John, why don't you
tracking the White Sox versus the 62 Mets.
While you're on run differential, why don't you go to the top? See what you see.
All right.
Just read me some of the best.
When the White Sox surpass the Rockies, is this just going to be a race to the bottom? Like, can we call it the train to hell? Whatever team's in last, compare.
That's a good idea.
Let's see. National League, because we always start with the Superior League.
Well, just overall, total.
Dodgers are at plus 49.
National, Superior.
Braves at plus 48.
Uh-huh. Why don't you go to the American League?
Because I like to talk about Major League Baseball.
John's a nationalist.
27 for the Phillies.
They both have the DH, John. It's the same thing.
Yeah, so there's your leaders in the National League.
Interesting.
In the junior circuit.
They do call it that.
Guardians plus 46.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees and Red Sox plus 41, though the Yankees are going to take a hit today.
Mm-hmm.
If they keep losing by six.
Well, there's... 230 run across two games against the Brewers certainly helped that.
Yes.
That mark.
And I think that's it.
Wow. Interesting that you stopped there.
No, the Royals are at plus 50. Now, how much of that was built against the really bad teams?
Does it matter, John?
I'm just asking.
They've played the White Sox 7 times. They've played the Astros 6. They are 6-1 against the Chicago White Sox.
So the two teams that are a combined 16-45.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They have beaten the living hell out of crap teams so far. There's no doubt about it.
Yes.
But plus 50 is, as you mentioned, best in baseball.
I didn't mention that.
Best in baseball.
I didn't mention that.
The Kansas City Royals, the best in baseball.
You also have Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt, Salvador Perez. They're both very good. Both very good. Two MVP candidates on the same team? Wouldn't put it past them.
But do they
Well,
take
Bobby
away?
Witt's an MVP candidate. Salvador Perez is an MVP candidate in the senior league.
Mm-hmm. He's an MVP candidate overall, in the overall
98
league.
Years
I
old.
Don't know. Do they take away from each other's MVP candidacy?
It doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, there's
it
a does. Guy in New York it right does. Now that is hitting, playing amazing right now.
Yeah, his name is Juan.
Juan Soto.
He walks too much, as one New York radio host said. I don't like that he walks so much.
He walks so much?
That was the complaint. He did like a whole, some radio host did a whole rant. Maybe it was a podcast, like, whatever it was.
Too good bet discipline?
He was pissed off at him because it was like a late game situation and there was a bunch, there was a couple runners on base. Can't remember exactly what the situation was, but Soto walked.
Mm-hmm.
He was mad at him because he walked. And what he claimed was, the radio host claimed that he simply passed the torch to Aaron Judge, that they pay him money to come through in those situations, claiming that a hit was better than a walk, and passing the torch is not what they paid him to do. I disagree with it entirely, but it is a funny rant.
They wouldn't have been able to. They wouldn't have been able to handle Barry Bonds then. No, 2000 what?
He walked a lot.
He's walking too much. Well, yeah, it's because it's called an intentional walk. You ding dong.
That was awesome.
Swing anyway.
How many intentional walks did Barry Bonds have that year?
It was like a record.
Nick, why don't you pull up the 02 Barry Bonds, or just pull up Barry Bonds' baseball reference page for me and just be astounded. This is a bit that we would not be able to do if Josh Peterson was here, hater of baseball.
Remember, this man was also intentionally walked with the bases loaded.
Like eight times. Like eight times.
What am I looking for?
Just tell me how many intentional walks he had. IBB.
I've got the number.
All right, John. Okay. Why don't you just look at that and adore it for a little while?
Well, let me tell you about the others on the list, because they're all very close to each other.
Oh.
Right?
Found it.
So Albert Pujols was intentionally walked 316 times. Trailing by only 18 was Stan the Man Musial.
This is for a career.
This is career.
Okay.
Hank Aaron was only five back of Musial. Willie McCovey was within 30 of Hank Aaron. All right. So the top five, the second, third, fourth, and fifth, were all pretty close to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, you see the number, right?
Yeah, I see the number.
All right. Well, I guess Matt's the only one that's playing in the dark here. Would you like to?
Going in blind.
I am too. I don't know the number.
Do? Okay. All right. Well,
I know it's a lot. I don't know the number.
Are we doing total or most?
One of you set the number and the other go over or under.
Total career.
Total career.
What was Pujols?
So Pujols was 316. So Connor, you set the number of what you think Bonds is, and Matt will answer over or under.
754.
Under.
Nice.
Matt is correct, but it was 688.
In 2004, he had 120.
Which is more than twice of Albert Pujols.
So say it again.
Now, how many of those came in the year where he set the record?
So that would have been 04, right?
In 2004, he had 120.
Which, 120 in a season.
And then
what's the second closest
in one,
to?
So 120 by itself.
Like 30?
By itself. Would be top 100 all time for career.
And walks.
For intentional walks.
Intentional walks, okay.
How many miles is that? 90 feet.
Do some conversion rates.
690 feet. Wait a minute. Does this have a... Yeah, I think it does. Scientific volume length.
I love this website.
I do too.
How much time of his life has been spent walking from home plate to first base? Hey,
walking's good for the heart.
It is.
People forget. Walking is good for the heart.
And you need to when you're juicing.
To answer your question, Matt, the second was 2002. That was only 68.
Almost nice.
That is funny. Well, okay, so 90 feet is...
John, don't do this, Matt. You don't have to do this.
Okay, so we need 90 times how many walks? 120?
120.
So what's 90 times 120? I need another calculator.
So the three highest were three consecutive years. It was 2004, 2002, and 2003.
1,080?
1,080.
Oops. I'm still on the link.
10,800.
10,800. Forgot a zero.
10,800?
Yeah, that's that. People are just texting me numbers. He walked two miles.
Wow.
He walked 2.05 miles.
That's it?
That's not much.
That feels like it should be more.
In a whole,
that's a lot of walk.
In 162 games?
I figured he walked a marathon.
I walked a mile and a half on Saturday.
Yeah, but it's only 90 feet at a time.
You can go do that in 20 minutes.
I know, but 90 feet at a time.
Find a trail. Go for a hike quick.
That's
You'll
still
easily
a lot of
that.
Miles of walking.
We could walk more than Barry Bonds.
We could.
And better.
All right, so what did we say? The 688, right?
Yes.
Was his all-time... Career?
Yes.
That's how many he's walked intentionally in his career.
So
over 22 years.
Like, man, this thing is... There we go.
688 times 90.
61,920. He walked 11.7 miles.
There you go. This texter was right.
Intentionally.
Over 22 years.
Intentionally.
He walked almost 12 miles. 12 miles. Walking is indeed good for the heart.
Yes,
it is.
Math.
Love it.
The math boys.
Love it.
I do too. I'm a big fan of the man.
And I love Barry Bonds' baseball reference page. One of the coolest things of all time.
This is insane.
Yeah.
There's a lot of numbers here.
Yeah, and they're big. They're big numbers.
Just like his head.
Yes.
It didn't used to be that big.
No, got bigger.
Whose head is bigger, Barry Bonds or that dude from the Cardinals, whose name I can't remember?
Mark McGwire.
Mark McGwire, thank you.
Well, they were both on the same substance.
They probably both grew by the same percentage.
No, Mark McGwire was a bigger person originally.
Although,
Barry was just a toothpick.
You could ask who did more steroids out of the two.
True.
And it would be an interesting question. I'm not sure.
I think
Barry probably did more steroids.
But over a shorter period of time?
Because
allegedly Barry didn't start doing it until...
Is it roids per game?
What's the RPG?
Roids per game.
So Barry would have started... He started in like the late 90s.
Yeah.
Right? And then continued for the remainder.
I need side-by-side pictures of all his headshots over the years.
They're nuts. At some point he got rid of the mustache, too.
You would think that somebody... Because we've seen that, right?
I'm sure.
We've seen the Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where someone has done that.
Got a completely new face, basically. Yeah.
Oh, what money can buy.
Yeah. It's pretty good. Got rid of that butt chin. Nice
job. There is a website. I just looked it up. Let's see. High Heat Stats. How Barry Bonds' head changed from 1987 to 2007.
There's a website for everything.
And they have a GIF. I don't know if this is a GIF or not.
Is it one of those that like...
It is a GIF. Yes. I can save it. Hang on. Let me save it.
Amazing.
And can I put it on the stream? I don't think the stream will allow
it. Check the head size.
But I can tweet it out. I will tweet it out.
Tweet it. Tweet it, John.
I will tweet it out.
Johnny Pig wonders, how much did the circumference of his head increase for every walk he took? for every intentional walk he drew, how many inches did his head grow?
IBB plus RPG times 90?
Divided by however many walks he took, I guess. That's what we're looking for, 688.
So, yeah, I just tweeted it out. So, there it is.
Oh, wow.
Let's take a look.
It's bigger.
You see that comparison of Randy or Rosarina at the start of the season? Like
no.
his neck and shoulders look immensely bigger than the season prior.
Interesting. Wouldn't put it past him.
Yeah.
I wouldn't look at Barry. He looks like a different guy.
Very different guy.
The roids made him smile.
That is not representative of actually.
It is not. Don't.
No.
He
don't
was actually
do it.
Very angry he when was. He was playing when he was doing steroids.
Some would say rage. There was a lot of rage. Yeah.
Rage roids?
Rage roids.
Rage roids.
He was pretty angry when he was a younger player too, because he was always trying to prove something.
Yeah.
It was just kind of his
different
demeanor.
Kind of anger.
Just kind of his demeanor.
Yeah.
You know.
His disposition.
Just kind of his demeanor.
I will say this, as a kid growing up, I very much enjoyed him hitting thousands and thousands of home runs. What seemed like thousands.
I say bring back roids to baseball. It was more fun.
I don't know that I'd say that, but I did love watching Barry Bonds hit home runs.
You don't enjoy watching guys hit 500 feet home runs?
It was great.
Like
it was great during the time.
He was still good at hitting the ball before the steroids.
Yeah, he would have been on a Hall of Fame.
He would have been a Hall of Fame player. If he has not touched the stuff.
So I rewatched recently the Dorktown documentary about the Mariners. It was talking about the friendship between Ken Griffey Jr. and
Barry?
Mr. Bonds.
Friendship.
And allegedly there's a quote where Barry was talking to Ken and he's like, listen, just for the last few years, I think I'm just going to try a bunch of steroids and just go out on top. And then both of them have denied that conversation has ever happened. But then where did the quote come from?
Well, that definitely happened. That's exactly how it went.
Yeah. Verbatim,
Jr.,
during that same period of time, got hurt.
Yeah.
And, you know.
And then Griffey is like, I don't want to touch that because I have kids. I don't want them to think that their dad's
smart
a cheater.
Man.
Also, didn't happen, but there's a quote.
Guess who's in the Hall of Fame?
That's true.
Not Barry.
Now he takes pictures. Right, that's Ken Griffey Jr., right? He likes to take
pictures. Yeah, Ken Griffey Jr. is now a photographer.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is he? I thought that was Randy Johnson.
They both are. They both are.
Oh, yeah. But yeah.
I think Randy's been doing it longer.
The MLB to photography pipeline.
Yeah.
But Jr. was at the series in Korea with the Padres and the Dodgers.
Cool. Nice.
because they kept showing him. He was down in the camera well.
There's Ken Griffey Jr.
Oh, look, he's taking another picture. Cool.
Hi, Junior.
It's a pretty sweet gig.
It is a pretty sweet gig.
I wonder if Johnson, even when he's kneeling, obstructs views because of how he's so tall.
Yes,
so tall.
Yeah, they have to make a deeper portion of the camera.
Just like a little extra, 2 foot hole, Randy spot.
That'd be funny.
Take Randy's spot.
I'm not familiar with all of the camera wells around baseball, but the one at Charles Schwab is pretty deep.
Randy could still probably.
They'd have to
over.
Go deeper.
Yeah,
have to go deeper.
I would. Let's invite him to Omaha. I just want to see him down.
He
in the
would love
well.
The College World Series.
At his peak, he was what 6'10"?
Yes.
I think they listed him at 6'11".
He's huge.
Yeah.
I saw him at the Little League World Series a couple years ago, and I was amazed at how tall he actually is in person.
Yeah.
Giant. He's giant man.
Very large man.
Imagine being a bird and seeing one of his fastballs coming at your face.
Were you in the booth when we were looking this up? You might have not been there. So during the interminable rain delay on Sunday for Creighton baseball.
Yep. I was there.
We were looking up an obscure rule because something weird happened in the Creighton softball game.
And see if Randy Johnson has any eligibility left.
But as I was looking up to see if baseball had a similar rule to softball, I stumbled upon a section where, the ball is under the pitching rules. And inside of the NCAA pitching rules, it says that if a ball hits a bird in flight,
the Randy Rule
ball, the ball is dead.
Nice.
And so
just
is
like
the bird. But the ball is dead. If it hits the bird or any other animal, the ball shall be dead and no one can advance.
And bird shall be dead.
Any animal.
Right. Well, the bird would be disintegrated.
Yeah.
Like it was with Randy Johnson.
A few feathers here.
I wonder
if
that was in the rule book when Randy Johnson exploded that bird.
I'm going to say no.
Probably not.
Are we sure that that's never happened?
Rule book. Yeah, this isn't the Major League Baseball rule book.
Are we sure that that's never happened before him? Maybe in some era.
Rule in there before the incident?
I doubt it.
I would doubt it too.
Because nobody would ever think about it. It's never happened.
Yeah.
It's never happened.
There's never been a fly ball that's hit a passing bird.
To Nick's point though,
on the netting wire, sometimes.
Well, maybe something like that, but this was this was just under pitching rules. So this was just talking about the pitch. So I don't know about a batted ball. I know there. I mean,
that was I don't know. I don't even know what kind of the odds would be of that. Something like that happening.
Oh, it's greater than you could probably even fathom.
Because I believe a
quintillion ridiculous.
Yeah, I believe a batted ball that strikes something. Artificial on the field is immediately a dead ball. Because if a batting helmet comes off while a guy's running and it hits the batting helmet, I believe the ball is instantly dead. It's a hit. Everyone goes one base.
Well, they have separate rules for in Tampa where they have the rings of the catwalk.
Oh, yes.
If it hits the catwalk.
If it hits the first one, it's out. If it hits the second one, it's a double. If it hits the third one, nobody's ever hit the third one. Or whatever.
Well, it's like in volleyball, it can hit the scoreboard and still be in play.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Didn't you know that?
No.
No.
Yeah. If it hits
about
they hit it
down,
high enough and it's still in play.
They have to play it off.
They have
of there?
To play it. Yeah.
That's awesome.
I would have to think at some point you change the rule, right?
I would use that to my advantage. Hit it off the bottom of that thing and smack it down.
Could you hit a volleyball that high, Connor?
I mean, it doesn't hang that high. It doesn't hang that high.
It's pretty high.
Because
some arenas are higher than others.
Right.
Right.
You could manipulate it where, let's lower that thing just a little bit.
Oh, because they lower it all the way to the floor.
I've seen players warm up and just, for fun, see if they can hit it.
Yeah.
They can't?
Some it's not possible unless you really just, wind up or, maybe.
I figured it would be easier than that.
See, that's screwy. It should be a dead ball.
Definitely should.
It should.
Definitely should be.
Because it's hitting something that should not be there.
Yeah. They should put that in the rule book. You'd probably get on that.
I would think so.
But it'll have, it'll have a horrible effect on a game, an important game at some point, and then they'll put it in the rule book.
God help us if it ever happens to Nebraska. Oh, God, please.
Nebraska, Texas, national championship.
Yeah.
It's a conspiracy.
Someone from Texas. Texas is in a wild rally, and someone just wings one up and hits the deal, and somehow Texas benefits from it.
That's the way it would be.
No.
That's the way it would go.
Don't want that.
All right.
All right, Connor.
Thank you.
Thank you. Glad we talked about Barry Bonds today.
We talked about Barry
Thank
Bonds.
Thank you for showing me his page.
Now, if you go on a 2-mile walk, you will have walked his intentional walks for the whole season.
That's a true. 12-mile walk. Or just do a 2-mile walk and you would have gotten,
I'm playing slow pitch softball tonight. I'll probably cover, you know, like a mile or so.
How many do you think you'll have any intentional walks tonight?
Oh, God, no. I don't think so.
Do they allow intentional walks in slow pitch?
I'm sure.
Do they?
Why not?
I would imagine.
What if you got a ringer? What about if Barry Bonds shows up? You're going to pitch to him?
Well, no, but...
Those intentional walks go to his career tally?
You'd have to.
If Barry Bonds shows up at a slow pitch softball game,
I'm drilling him.
Oh yeah,
setting the tone.
It would be overhand and then run away from him because he's still yoked to the gills.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
Tear your head off.
I think I'd probably
if he could catch
leave.
You.
Well, that's
he's
true.
Old.
He might be a little stiff. He might be a little stiff.
You know, when you take steroids, the bones break down quicker. The muscles,
It'd be one of the scariest things you could possibly do. Like you're 40 feet away from Barry Bonds, like prime Barry Bonds, and you have to throw him a floater with a softball, which is 3 times the size of a baseball.
Yeah.
That would probably be the scariest thing that you could, scary.
Oh, I would instantly be backing up and in fielding position by second base by the time
would you even put anyone in the infield? Just put everyone at the fence?
Yeah, because you let him take the signal.
Yeah, I would send all my outfielders to the warning track or to the right at the edge of the fence.
Why don't
and everybody
you butt
else
Barry?
Would be,
I dare you.
Yeah, dude, whatever you do here, I just don't want to get hurt.
And then just because I would leave my first baseman just in case.
Yeah,
just in case he hits a Mark Onweiler dribble.
That'd be funny
in front of the plate.
That was the result of it.
All right, crossover.
That's
nicely
it.
Done.
Go hit
That's
some
it.
Dingers.
Yeah. See you guys.
Go hit some dingers or get some intentional walks, whichever comes first. The Grum begins on 1620 The Zone.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.